Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Sparrow Hospital, we're at their parking ramp, and we've had a celebrity on hand, Clifford the Horse. An artist, a co-author, Clifford of Drummond Island. So, Nancy Bailey, welcome to the Michigan Business Beat. Can you share a little bit more about what we were experiencing here today?
This was Clifford's first visit to Sparrow Hospital to meet some kids that are in the oncology program here.
And how far did he and you travel today?
Only about a half an hour. We came from Charlotte, which is our winter residence.
Excellent, excellent. So over the years, the Upper Peninsula has also been part of your story?
Yes, very much so. Drummond Island is my hometown, and I grew up there. And when I got Clifford 25 years ago, I started taking him up every summer, and my dad built a corral for him in the woods on our spot over there, and he spends summers on the island.
Real quickly, as we wrap this up, what led to the inspiration or knowing of his talent there for the painting, I guess?
Well, it's because I'm an artist, and I could tell that he was right-brained just by his mannerism, so I figured, well, he might like to try it.
Well,
he's an abstract artist, though.
All right. Well, Nancy, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat and for sharing Clifford today with Sparrow Hospital and the children in the pediatrics unit.
Thank you so much. It's been a real great day.
We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.
Thanks so much. Put your ears up, please. Good boy. That's not what I said. That's not what I said. He says, "Who? Can I go in there?" Are you watching? Okay, so this is how we paint. I got some other sponges too, but we're going to use these. This is his favorite. I don't know why. He just kind of knows. I put this video of Clifford. The Lansing State Journal came and did a story about him at my house, which was pretty embarrassing because my yard was a mess. And it was bad. And they didn't make me bring him in the house, which was a good thing. But then they put this story, they put the video of him painting online, and everybody that, well, not everybody, lots of people that looked at it said, "She's gonna poison that horse! She's poisoning him! That pain is toxic! Why are you doing that? Set him free!"
He'll come back.
Yeah. Especially if you have to listen.
Yeah.
So I said, well, these are kids' paints, and we don't tend to think of them as poisonous. If they were, we'd paint a lot of them. Oh, I forgot the yellow.
Cliff with the horse on hand today for a visit with the children here at Sparrow Hospital. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat, a Michigan Business Network.